Good morning. We're gathered here today at Trinity Lutheran Church to say goodbye to our dear brother in Christ, Don Schnicker, a beloved husband and father, grandfather, and great-grandfather, but most importantly, a fellow brother in Christ who is now right there with Jesus in heaven. And we are so thankful for that. Today, we will be following this order of service printed for you in the blue bulletin. Most everything that you need will be there printed for you. But we will also be using the hymnals in the pew in front of you to have the hymns. And our opening hymn today will be number 742, "For Me to Live is Jesus." God bless your worship among us this morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Don was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. If we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." We'll continue with Psalm 23. If you would like to follow along with the words, the psalms are printed in the front part of the hymnal, and we will speak the entire psalm together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Don and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. The first reading comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 35, beginning with verse 3. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals where they lie down, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle reading comes from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4, beginning with verse 13. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, I believed, and so I spoke. We also believe, and so we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel comes to us from St. Luke's Gospel, the 13th chapter, beginning with verse 22. Jesus went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us,' then he will answer you, 'I do not know where you come from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil.' In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. And people will come from east and west and from north and south and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We continue now by speaking the words of our common Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. These words are printed for you in the back flap of the hymnal. We confess, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and died into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Congregation may be seated as we hear from the men's choir.
Thank you.
to the family and friends of Don Schnicker, to those who are here today to celebrate his life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end, and especially to you, Anne, beloved wife for 54 years. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's obviously no secret at this point that I woke up this morning without hardly any voice at all, after having many conversations with the hundreds of people that came last night for the visitation for Don. And it really is fitting in a way that now that Don has finally received his voice back, I think I can put up with not having my full voice this morning. And I pray that it's not too much a distraction for any of you today. I want to begin the sermon in the same way that Don always began his day. And I have here a very important piece of paper that Anne so graciously allowed me to borrow. Written on this piece of paper is a prayer that Don wrote, and I wanted to share these words with you. Dear Lord, every morning I pray that you will help me to start my day with love, and for the glory you have given to us sinners to show others. Thank you for my heaven to come into. Those words Don would pray no matter what was going on in his life, no matter if he was having a good day or a not so good day, no matter if he was in a good mood or a not so good mood, he would pray that prayer. Amazing words from an amazing man who really understood that things like love and glory and peace and harmony come through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And those things are so much more powerful than any sickness, any weakness, any disagreement that you're having with somebody else, or ultimately even any other consequence of sin, even physical death. It's no secret that Don's life was filled with all kinds of difficulties. I mean, he went through more than I think most people have to in this life. And certainly most other people, I think, would have thrown in the towel a long time ago. He was a survivor of esophageal cancer. He was forced to live with an artificial voice box for a long time. He was unable to do things that he had loved to do previously, like sing in the men's choir. He was unable to eat things that he had loved to eat, like McDonald's cheeseburgers. The year 1991 was a particularly tough year in Don's life, because not only did he have cancer that year, and that was 26 years ago, but it was also in July of that year that Don and Ann had to bury their son Samuel. And those are just a few of the things that I've learned about Don's life in the past 8 months as a pastor here in Hoyleton. And I'm sure those of you that had been around Don a lot longer than I have, you could probably list even more things. But yet, in spite of all of those struggles, there is that prayer again and again. Thank you for my heaven to come into. Which tells you everything that you need to know about Don Schnicker. Because he was a man who did not only live for today. But thanks be to God, by faith in Jesus Christ, he always had his eye set on the glory that he now enjoys in heaven. There's really two things that Don cared about more than anything else in this entire world. And the first one I want to talk about is his relationship with his Lord Jesus Christ. Don was baptized by Pastor Fuhler back in January of 1941 when he was only 8 days old. He confirmed that baptismal faith when he was 14 in 1955 when he was taught by Reverend Wright. You know, there's a lot of people out there who don't remember a whole lot from their confirmation days. But there was one thing that Don always talked to me about, something that he kept with him, something he learned all those years ago, but he never forgot the significance of it. And that is the Lord's Prayer. Don loved the Lord's Prayer. He loved that Jesus taught it to his disciples. He loved that it serves as the model prayer for all of our prayers. He loved especially that those words came directly out of the Bible, from Matthew chapter 6 and Luke chapter 11. There were a couple different times when I went over to the house and I was sitting there at the kitchen table with Don and Ann, and I was there to give him communion and to share a little bit of a sermon with him, since these last couple months he wasn't able to join us in worship very often. But wouldn't you know it, we would get talking about the Lord's Prayer, and all of a sudden, he's preaching a sermon to me. And the reason why he would get so fired up about that prayer is because he was convinced that if a person really prayed that prayer, and I'm not just talking about, you know, rattling it off from your memory, but really praying the words of that prayer, then that prayer would be a blessing to any Christian. And just to kind of go back to what I was saying before, you know, when you've been through the kinds of things that Don had been through, some of those words in the Lord's Prayer really start to take on a whole new meaning. You know, praying, "Thy kingdom come," sounds differently to a person who's constantly facing his own mortality. It takes a lot of strength to pray, "Thy will be done," when you're in a lot of pain. It takes a lot of trust to say, "Give us this day our daily bread," when you can't even eat your favorite foods, when you've got gallbladder issues, you're eating broth and drinking Gatorade, and yet you still know that our Heavenly Father will provide everything that you need and so much more. So for Don, that prayer, the Lord's Prayer, was his favorite way to communicate with Jesus about all of the things that were going on in his life. The second thing that Don cared about more than anything else in this entire world, except for his relationship with Jesus, is his relationship with his loving family. Don was so proud of his family. He's a father to 5, grandfather to 17, great-grandfather to 5 more. And that doesn't even take into account all the other people that consider Don to be family, even though they're not related by blood. Don loved you all so dearly. And I know that love is mutual. I was really touched a couple weeks ago. Don was in the hospital in Centralia, somewhat late in the evening. And when I arrived there, I was really surprised by how many of you guys were there. I mean, you took over the entire emergency room at Centralia Hospital. It was amazing. And you know, it didn't matter how late it was, it didn't matter that it was past the kids' bedtimes. All of you just wanted to be there for him. And I'm fully convinced that having you all there that night is the reason why he perked up so much. You could just see it on the smile on his face, you know. We were all gathered around in that room together, around his hospital bed, and he couldn't really talk because he had to keep that oxygen on, but it didn't stop him from giving us that famous thumbs up, right? And then we all prayed his favorite prayer together, the Lord's Prayer. What a fantastic moment that was. A couple of days after that, I saw Don at home, and I gave him communion for the very last time. And as usual, he had a sermon that he wanted to preach to me that day, too. We were talking about family. We were talking about that night in the hospital. And he looked past me, and he's looking up, pointing at that picture of the family up there above the TV in the living room, that big picture of the family, and he says, "Well, Tim, you had to interpret for me." But he says, "You see all those people up there? I want all of those people to be in heaven with me." And we talked about God's grace, and we talked about his love, and we talked about the forgiveness that Christ has for all of us poor, miserable sinners. And he made it very clear to me that no matter what kinds of differences he's had with people over the years, that he's forgiven it all. And he said that his prayer was that they had forgiven him too. And I've been told he talked a lot about peace and harmony in the last few days of his life. Because again, ultimately, his focus was not on today, but his focus was always on eternity. And those same two things, his relationship with his Lord and his relationship with his family, he wanted to have continue forever and ever. And that's why it was important for him to have that passage from Luke chapter 13 as our gospel reading today. Because verse 24 says, "Strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able." You know, the reason why that door is narrow is because there's only one way for anybody to pass through it. And that's only by faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And all of us who are gathered here today, who have been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb, will one day pass through that door and stand alongside Don before the throne of Jesus to await the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. And when that day comes, we will be reunited with Don and with all who have died in the faith in the heavenly kingdom forever and ever. And there is where we will hear Don's voice again. And there is where we will truly have that peace and harmony that he kept talking about. So our prayer is that we all live each day with that same Christian faith that Don shared with us, a faith that focuses not just on today, but a faith that is focused on eternity. And may we all pray with Don, "Thank you for my heaven to come into. To God alone be the glory forever and ever. Amen." Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We continue with our next hymn. Thank you. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace, Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, give to the family of Don Schnicker and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Don and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray together Don's favorite prayer, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people. To the Son, was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life, and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to invite Tim Schnicker to come up and share some words.
Good morning. In the last 2 weeks, I was sitting with Dad. He gave me some orders to make sure that we're carried out. And I was wondering how I was going to get this out, you know, to anybody that would listen to me. So I asked Pastor if I could have a few minutes, and I hope nobody minds. But I'd like to read a few of them off here. He started out a little over 2 weeks ago. He'd wave me in front of him, and I'd sit down on a stool, and he'd have to be about 3 feet away. He was losing his voice. And he started out with peace and harmony. He said, we got to have peace and harmony. He said, with the family, a family with all their friends, we need to live in peace and harmony. Then a couple days later, he started on the hold no grudges. He said, any grudges, forgive them. He'd say, you don't have to be fond of them, but you have to forgive them. Don't hold no grudges. And he said, I guess like third or fourth day he started out, we need to love and forgive everybody because God loved and forgave us. So if he's good enough to do that to us, why should we not share that with everybody? And he would repeat himself and we'd go on and on back and forth. Sometimes he'd just fall asleep and then we'd start over again. And he woke up one time, and first thing he said, don't wait till you're 76 years old to start doing this. He said, you got to start it now. He said, we might not all have 76 years. And he said, he preached and preached. Love everybody. Love everybody. Hate is wrong. With everything going on, we still watch the news and stuff in the world. He preached, hate is wrong. And then he started on the kick. Keep the family together. He said, we got a good bunch here. He said, there's a lot of good families in the world. But he said, you as the oldest one, I want you to do all you can. Keep this family strong and together. And he said, these young kids, these great-grandkids, he just thought the world of them all the time. He was afraid to hold them towards last. So he would always say, you know, we'd get them in there close to him. And he said, I'm petting them. He said, hopefully they remember this. He said, hopefully one of them, they'll remember this. And we took pictures and stuff, you know. We said they wouldn't be forgotten. And, okay, number 8 was, he said, try and keep all the kids looking after mother. Because he was really worried about mom. He said, she's going to be alone there now. And the girls and the Andy, everybody, we're not spread out bad, but we're close. But he said, it's not just your job, it's everybody's job. Keep an eye on mother. And then, as Pastor was saying, the Lord's Prayer was his favorite prayer. We went over that many times, sometimes back and forth all day long. And he said, don't just pray the Lord's Prayer and just chatter out the words and get it over with. He said, when you pray the Lord's Prayer, think about every word. He said, that prayer is the closest thing to taking communion without actually coming to church and taking communion. And he said, if you pray and live your life by every word of the Lord's Prayer, he said, nothing but good can happen to you. And that's about all. That's one thing. I had to start writing it down on the third day because he was saying so much, I was having trouble remembering what he was trying to say all the time. So, on the other hand, I've spoke for him a few times over the years. I'd like to just say thank you all for coming. The crowd last night was amazing. Pastor, Lori, everybody, the men's choir, you guys did a wonderful job. You would have made him proud. So for Dad, I say thank you.
Immediately following the service today, I'd like to invite you all to join us in the Activity Center for a reception. We're going to close with our closing hymn, which is For All the Saints, number 677.